Well, I remember doing the ice storm, Mel Coleman. We were one of the only stations on the air because we had a generator and everything was frozen and, you know, no power and everybody was out of power. But KTLO had a generator and we broadcast live updates from Mel Coleman at the co-op and Entergy and all those things. And people in the community were saying, my goodness, thank goodness for KTLO, you know, because we can find out what's going on, when my power is going to be back on. Right. So that's one of our primary goals is to provide that information.
Well, I was talking to Ron Peterson the other day, and he was talking about the impact that the COVID updates on KTLO had on the community and on the hospital. He said it was absolutely invaluable to the work that they did.